Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Dr. Jim Bachman here. And do you suffer from migraines, or do you know someone who suffers from migraines? This could be a revelation that changes their life. So for the next 15 minutes, we are going to give you some of the results of the studies. Now, before you tune me out here, listen closely. Some of the results of the research that have been going on. And we're going to give those folks some other opportunities, because some of the products, some pharmaceutical products that are on the market for migraine headaches are devastating to the rest of the body. So we're always looking for better ways, safer ways, and ways that gets results. I am involved in natural health care. I am in southwestern Pennsylvania. I have been a doctor of chiropractic, graduated in 1976 from University of Palmer in chiropractic doctorate. 1976, and been practicing chiropractic and natural health care and nutrition ever since. I have seen lots of folks suffering from migraine headaches in my 40-plus years in natural health care. And if you have ever had a migraine headache, or you know someone that has a migraine headache, every month they lose 2, 3, 4, 5 days of their life, their employment, their life, their family, everything they do. Migraine headaches are debilitating in any way, shape, or form. So if you can take a headache that you have had when you had the flu or a cold or something like that, magnify that by 100 or 1,000. Now you're starting to get to the point where you can understand what a migraine headache does. Some migraine sufferers, folks, lose their vision or lose part of their vision. And it's absolutely horrible to witness, and it's absolutely horrible to have. I have never in my life had a migraine headache. I've been very fortunate, but I have helped people get through migraine. I have had folks in my office throwing up in trash containers because the headaches are so severe. I have had folks that had to pull over when they were driving because the headaches were severe. I have had folks that got fired from their jobs because their headaches kept them home. And the solution in the pharmaceutical industry, in my opinion, is not one of the best ways to go. Now, that's something you have to talk over with your doctor. But if you're looking for a solution that is effective, safe, and gets results, then you want to listen to this program, because migraine headaches are very, very, very severe. They cause visual disturbances, vomiting, dizziness, extreme light and sound. Just listening to a bird sing when you have a migraine headache just drives you up a wall. You have to go into a room. You have to shut the lights off, get into bed, cover your head, and there you will be for how many days, hours, or sometimes even more. It is estimated that there are 39 million adults that suffer from migraine headaches in the United States, and it's estimated that there are over 1 billion people who suffer from migraine headaches. And it is actually more prevalent in females as compared to males. And according to the study, about 85% of migraine headache sufferers, are female compared to males. Now, migraine headaches have lots of different causes. It can be a trigger, can be a food. A trigger can be a smell, particularly perfumes and things of that nature. Can be something that you eat. Can be fear motivated. Can be stress motivated. But they seem to have something very, very, very common in their nature, and they are debilitating. So as I said in the beginning, if you have ever had a headache when you had the flu or a cold or something like that, magnify that by 100 or 1,000. Now you're starting to understand what a person with migraine headaches are. And I've had folks in my office that have had migraine headaches 3 to 4 days every week of their adult life. And they seem to start to happen in midlife, between 20s, 30s, 40s, and the intensity of them is just unbelievable. And we are always looking for better ways to solve it. We have blood testings that will roll out different kinds of foods, different kinds of chemicals as triggers, but we still have to fix the problem. We can remove the triggers, and it will make an improvement, but then we have to fix what it's done to the body. And that's what chiropractic has been doing since 1895. And the research now shows for migraine headaches, chiropractic is the answer, and it's where you need to start first rather than last. Now, headache sufferer who has migraines, we need to rule out problems with tumors and space-occupying lesions and things like that. So we have to coordinate with our medical population to have diagnostic testing done to make sure that is not the issue, a space-occupying lesion. It's rare, actually, but it does happen. So we have to have a good, thorough physical examination. We need to have some diagnostic. We may have to have some diagnostic lab work. We may have to do some food sensitivity or chemical sensitivity testing. But the end result is let's get to the reason why it is happening. So chiropractic helps to reduce the severity and the frequency. And I've been doing that for many, many years for folks. About 80% of the people that come in with migraine headaches get tremendous relief. Their headaches may go totally away and never happen again. Their headaches may go from one a week to one a month or one every other month. Their headaches, in about 20% of the time, I can't help them. So that's why it's very, very important that you do a thorough examination to either rule you in as a patient or rule you out as a patient. So research studies prove, and that's really, really where it's at. It's not only clinical experience, it's research. So research was an article in 2017. It was published in the European Journal of Neurology, and it detailed a 17-month randomized study that included 104 patients. Now, I agree, 104 patients isn't a representation of 39 million or a billion, which is estimated for people that suffer from migraine headaches worldwide, but 104 patients who suffer from at least one migraine headache per month. The study included three groups of patients, one that received standard pharmaceutical treatment for migraines, one group received chiropractic spinal manipulation, and one group that received placebo chiropractic manipulation. The study period lasted for 3 months with a one-month run-up beforehand and then followed up periods of 3, 6, and 12 months after the study ended. The number of migraine days significantly reduced in all three groups from the baseline to post-treatment, while this effect continued for the chiropractic treatment group through all of the follow-up points. What they're saying is, whenever the study ended, the patients that had spinal manipulations up to a year later, their severity of migraine headaches and their frequency continued to improve 12 months after the study. So the conclusions that were drawn from this was the fact that significantly chiropractic care and the controlled pharmaceutical group toward the end of the follow-up period of study. The pharmaceutical group, as soon as the study ended, migraine headache improvements started to decrease. So what the study is proving to us and demonstrating to us is the fact that spinal manipulations for migraine headaches is superior to using the pharmaceutical products that are now being used. And this study was done in Europe. It was done in 2017 and published in the Journal of Neurology. And it's a very, very good article to demonstrate that the cause of migraine headaches, about 80% of the time, has its origin in spinal problems. You don't have to have a stiff neck. You don't have to have a sciatic low back pain to have migraine headaches. Only a chiropractor can tell you whether your migraine headaches can be influenced with spinal manipulations or helped with spinal manipulations. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes we have to do blood testing. Sometimes we have to do toxic heavy metal testing. Sometimes we have to do a complete digestive stool analysis to complement our manipulations. But what our ultimate goal for you is to get the results. And if you're a migraine headache sufferer, if you know anybody that is a migraine headache sufferer, then you have a total understanding of the devastation of a migraine headache. It changes your life. It can ruin your life. It can hold you back from enjoying your life. And it definitely makes a negative change in your life and your family. So this is Dr. Jim Bachman. If you would like more information on migraine headaches and chiropractic care, don't hesitate to contact me. My email address is askingdrjim@gmail.com, askingdrjim@gmail.com. If you're a migraine headache sufferer, I would love to have the opportunity to either personally see if what I can do to help decrease the frequency of your headaches and intensity or point you in the direction where you might be able to get help. So thank you so much for your listening and participation in this broadcast. Make it an awesome, awesome day.